This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 197 for Wednesday, December 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Wednesday morning, hitting fresh contract highs once again as the market showed no signs of slowing the uptrend ahead of the holidays. Canola is steady to up over $5. The most active March contract, it's up $3.50 at $631.60 per ton. Speculators adding to their large net long positions were a feature, with tightening supplies and the need to ration demand also supportive. Gains in the Chicago soybean and soy oil futures contributed to the early strength in canola. However, scale-up farmer hedges and profit-taking at the highs did pressure values. The Canadian dollar is also stronger to start the day. The ICE canola market will close early tomorrow and remain closed until next week Tuesday for Christmas and Boxing Day. The U.S. markets will also close early ahead of the holidays, but reopen on Monday. Activity in the grains and oilseeds could turn volatile ahead of the holidays as participants move to the sidelines and volumes thin out. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all posting solid gains today. Soybeans hit fresh contract highs, up 12 cents in the March contract now at $12.62 per bushel. Better-than-expected weekly soy oil sales were especially supportive for that market, giving beans a boost as well, despite soybean sales themselves coming in below expectations at only about 350,000 tons. An ongoing labor dispute in Argentina, slowing exports out of that country, remained supportive. Mixed South American weather conditions did keep some caution in the market, though. While recent rains have alleviated dryness concerns in Brazil, more moisture will be needed in the continent, especially in Argentina, which has missed out on some of the recent rains. Corn, it's also at new contract highs today, taking direction from soybeans. The March corn contract up 4 cents at 447.5. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 650,000 tons did come in at the low end of expectations, though, tempering the advances. Wheat is higher across the board, with strength in Black Sea wheat prices supporting the U.S. market. Chicago wheat up 13 cents in the March contract at $6.31 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up 12 cents in March at $5.91 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat up 11 cents in March at $5.82 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 400,000 tons were in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.